Fine. Fine.
Any man loves a little hummer.
That was very sexy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That was. That Jamie Waxman was sexy.
Yeah.
Dead sexy.
Agreed.
She teaches people things, too.
You're fascinated by that.
Well, she does. No, she has a sex boot camp, and one of the, seriously, and I got permission to say this, I didn't know during the break, one of the classes that she teaches is entitled Sword Swallowing 101.
Uh-huh.
What, is she circus folk?
I'll say no more. Yeah, I think it's for circus performers.
You know who she looks a little bit like?
Who's that?
Is Elliot Spitzer's girl.
Oh, really?
You know the one that brought Spitzer down?
Yeah.
They have sort of a similar look that's most appealing.
The guy that wore his socks in bed.
Yeah. She is none ugly.
Oh, we'll get to that. Yeah. We'll probably get to that tomorrow.
I hope so.
Rob Spiewak's son, Robert Jr., or Robert III.
Robert III
has an interesting way of mangling the English language.
I can't correct the boy, so no. I'm going to go with it.
Join all of us. I'm talking about Buzz, Rob, Beth Ann, me. We're all going to be at the best Cinco de Mayo party this Saturday, 4:30 to 6:30 at L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant. That's 18th Street Northwest. Enjoy Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
Responsibly. And stay thirsty, my friends. Joe will be there. Is Joe going to be there?
I don't know if he's on the
list. Is Joe on the list?
Do you invite him?
Yeah, of course Joe is invited.
Love to have Joe come out.
Joe is, we'd love to get Joe there.
Or as we call
Rob
him
would
there.
Love to have Joe come.
Jose.
Jose, as he's known.
Jose Hardinger.
So, and also I will give $5 to the person that comes to the party from the furthest away.
Nice.
Are you listening, Sacramento?
Hey, they'll come.
Are you listening, Reno? Yeah. I will give you a crisp $5 bill if you come down this Saturday to L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant, 18th Street Northwest, from 4:30 to 6:30. I'll give you $5 if you are the furthest away. You might not win it. You could be in Reno, and if a Sacramentan comes in there, he'll get the $5.
Depends on how you come. If you take the northern route.
Yes, by a covered wagon.
Exactly.
You never know when you're going to end up there.
Leave now.
Also, if you're at least 7 months pregnant, you could win $500 when we play Big Mother.
Big Mother.
We are looking for 5 sassy moms to play Big Mother Thursday afternoon, May 8th. Mm-hmm. You got what it takes. Email Beth Ann and let her know. We need your name, how far along you are, and all of your phone contact numbers. Email Beth Ann at Beth Ann, BethAnn, at WJFKFM.com. And that's when we will play Big Mother. That's next Thursday on the show.
Exactly. I look forward to it. I love sassy pregnant ladies.
This is a lot of plates spinning today. Without further ado, let's get on the line with Matt. Matt, you're finally on the line. How are you?
I'm good. Hello, gentlemen.
What are you doing? Where were you today? You're supposed to be here. You're supposed to be subbing for Megan. You're supposed to be doing her job, and you're not on the premises.
I work from home on Mondays. I had a long weekend.
You work from home on Mondays?
On Mondays, yeah, because I usually work through the weekend, so I usually take Monday and work from home. But I'm still accessible.
What kind of promotions do you work on at home?
The website.
You work from home. Has this been sanctioned that you've been allowed? And incidentally, what's wrong with your phone?
I don't know what is wrong with my phone.
I don't know. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with Matt? You're just Mr. Non-Energy today. How long have you been sleeping today?
The majority of the day.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's what I thought.
I answered a bunch of emails. I got some stuff done. What can I do for you, gentlemen?
It wasn't sleeping.
Now he's getting a little pissy. Now you're getting a little pissy. Yeah, I'm coming to that fight. When you fight Drab, I'm going to be in the front row. I swear to God, and I will
not
be satisfied.
Not be rooting for Drab either.
I'm totally rooting for Drab. The more I talk to you, the more I root for Drab.
Oh, good comeback.
I don't know. I'm so disheartened.
What?
You're breaking my heart here, Mike.
You know, might want to head back to Warsaw and return that cell phone. It doesn't sound very good.
Matt, I want to tell you this. This is really, really important.
Yes.
You really have to perform better than this tomorrow on the show.
I shall.
Very good, then.
Sorry.
See, the one-word answers aren't going to work.
I apologize, gentlemen.
Not just I shall. Let me give you this is the answer I believe for. I know, Mike. I really don't think I'm up on my game today. I really hope that I'm better tomorrow. I know when we play Where in the Hell is Matt Goldstein, I will be a much better performer. Not just I shall. That is lazy, like you are lazy not coming into work on Monday.
Wow.
And I'm going to see to it personally that stay-at-home Mondays will no longer exist for Matt Gold, okay?
Even on the rainy Mondays, Mike?
No, not on the rainy Mondays. You've got you have to understand that this job, especially when you're a young buck like you.
Young and hungry.
It's all about the hunger and the work ethic, Rob.
Right. That's how I got here, Matt.
It's only when you get to our advanced age that you can be fat and lazy.
I'm learning so much. Okay.
All right. So
hard work now, fat and lazy later.
Right. Are you going to be on your game tomorrow?
I shall. I'll be 100% on my game, enthusiastic, energetic, and all that jazz.
Okay. All right. Then without further ado, we'll let you go. Is there anything else or anybody you want to say? Anything you want to say to your mother or anything like that?
Paula.
We'll give you the, Paula. We'll give you the last word, Matt, because we do have to run and talk to Beth Ann.
I'm sure I've embarrassed.
Thank you very much.
Wow, you did that to him.
Yes, I felt like it.
How isn't that something?
Just wanted to teach him a lesson.
He is such a pain in the ass.
All right, Beth Ann.
Very, very hot and sexy.
Pop into the studio right now. We don't have a whole hell of a lot of time. But we need to talk to Beth Ann McBride, producer of the Mike O'Mara Show. She's all you'd ever want. We haven't had a lot of you today, but we've had a little of you.
You've had enough of me.
Welcome to
honest.
A new segment that I will entitle The World of Beth Ann. This is Beth Ann's opportunity to talk about things that are really, really important to her and nobody else in the world.
Oh, good.
It's all about you.
Okay, and you're being honest.
And I'll start it by just saying, how's it going? I mean, I know you've just moved recently. You're still getting settled in. How's life? How's everything going?
Well, so far, so good. Thank God. Mm-hmm. But my big concern right now is I think my apartment is too dry.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Really?
I wasn't sick last week.
We want to elaborate on that a little bit? Your apartment's too dry?
Yeah.
It's arid.
You have dry skin?
As an apartment
gets
older.
I have dry skin, and it's so dry that my dog's nose feels like a crouton.
How does it taste?
Does he have, like, that chalky stuff on it?
It's just really dry and
crunchy.
Cracked. Yeah. You know how a crouton feels?
Mm-hmm. Incidentally, would you be willing to take phone calls in the world of Beth Ann?
If they want to talk about my dry skin.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to call Beth Ann during the World of Beth Ann, you can call us right now. Do you like the World of Beth Ann voice?
I do like it.
You can call her at 877-365-3636. So when I said come up with something for the World of Beth Ann, it's your apartment is dry.
I think I need a humidifier.
The humidity is like 1,000%. It's been raining for days. You should not have a dryness problem in your apartment. That's crazy.
It's dry.
That's insane.
It's dry.
It's impossible.
It's so dry.
Are you running
like
climate control?
It's like the Sahara Desert. Huh?
Are you running any climate control?
What does that mean?
Heat or air conditioning?
Excuse me, everyone.
Both.
Would you relinquish a little control on the World of Beth Ann so
but
we can answer?
But it's my world.
Oh, this is a person that has something unrelated. They
welcome
okay.
to it.
Is it nice?
It has nothing to do with you.
What?
What?
I'm sorry. We go to Mike in Maryland. Mike, it says here, you know why Matt stayed home.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto came out. That's why I came home. It's probably the biggest video game of the year.
That son of a bitch.
It might be.
But that's not tomorrow.
Did he get an advance copy?
He's an idiot. I doubt it.
Okay. All right, good.
Isn't that funny? I work from home on Mondays.
All right, go ahead. So outside of the apartment being dry, is there anything else that's really important to you and nobody else? Is that it?
I'm a little concerned about the geese around the local mall.
Concerned how?
Oh, at Fair Oaks?
They're walking
the
in front
mall.
Of the cars.
Are you back into that? Really? Is it home, the mall, home, the mall? Is that? Jesus, we got to get you. We got to get you.
You live
something.
Near the mall, don't you? Just for that reason.
Do you walk with the senior citizens every morning?
No. I'm too concerned about my dog's crusty nose. It's so dry.
Hello?
It's like a crouton.
Hello, dog
you're
crouton.
On. You're on with the world of McBride.
Hello, Beth Ann.
Hello.
Welcome back to D.C.
Thank you.
There's
something about
Iowa.
This guy. There's something about this guy's
He's
town.
From Iowa. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Is it dry there?
What's your question for Beth Ann?
Well, I'm actually a dermatologist and thought she might have.
You're lying. You're not a dermatologist.
What we need
Shut
is a canine.
Up,
we need
a doctor.
He's not a doctor.
I was lying, isn't he?
We need a canine dermatologist or a canine ENT.
Well,
do you
dry.
Have a question on the world of McBride?
Or a comment?
So, Beth Ann, you must be getting more money.
What is
more the, money than what?
Are you looking to marry?
What the Don and Mike show page? Yeah.
Are you looking to marry up, sir? Is that what you're trying to do?
He's a dermatologist.
I think she's very attractive.
Well, isn't that kind?
You're right.
Do you want to pursue this? It's
no,
your call.
No, I do not want to pursue this.
Are you
this.
Really a doctor, sir?
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
Where'd you go to school? Medical school.
Excuse me. One question at a time.
It's the world of me. Don't make up a segment and then take me out of it.
What is your name?
Like the week of wallets.
I'm simply trying to get his name.
Okay.
My name is Robert.
Robert.
Dr. Robert.
Dr. Robert.
Do you want to continue this conversation with Robert?
No, I do not. But where'd you go to medical school?
University of Iowa.
They have a medical school. Someone Google that. What made you go into dermatology, Dr. Robert?
Oh, I like playing with flaky skin.
He's not any. Hang up on
he's
it.
Gone.
He's
now, this
a
is
damn
not
doctor.
Turning into we're getting a date for you.
I know.
This is simply the world of McBride.
There's always that potential.
Let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan, you're on the world of McBride.
Ride McBride.
That was my show.
I know that was the ride with McBride.
That's right.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
I wanted to congratulate you on your 14 years of celibacy. I went through 9, just finished this. Stopped that a couple of months ago. But I tell you what, for 9 years, it was a lot less hassle in my life, a lot less bull.
Yeah, it's all about you, isn't it?
Yeah, be careful. Yeah. You'll put an eye out. Let's
Does
take another call
like
here.
A crouton?
Nick in
it's as dry as a crouton. Right?
In Southern Maryland, you're on with McBride.
Oh, that's my fear. I did want to ask Jamie. My fear is that once I go, you know, I'm going for it, and I won't be able to.
Oh, don't be that pathetic.
No.
Besides, we've got Amy from Haymarket that has a solution for your dog's nose.
Your crouton will be fine, Bebe.
Go ahead, Amy.
Okay,
for ladies' crouton.
My vet says to get those capsules of vitamin E that you can kind of pierce, and then the vitamin E all spills out.
Mm-hmm.
And
the oil.
Yeah, you spread that all over the end of your dog's nose and rub it in real good, and she'll work fine.
Okay, and she won't try to lick it off and make it drier, right?
And if she does, it's good for
her. My dog doesn't like it, yeah. Okay. Exactly, it's good for him.
Right. Thank you. So that's what I'm going to do when I get off the show.
Very good, Amy. Let's go to Jason. Jason has
that's
a call
a
for,
go
to the mall. For the world of McBride.
Jason.
Hello, Jason.
Jason.
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Good afternoon.
All right.
Beth Ann.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Beth Ann?
Yeah. I'm listening.
We lost Jason. I think they're
it's
panicking.
It's really not a loss.
Let's go to Steve in Wichita.
Hey, Beth Ann.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Can't I'm okay. say it, Mike.
Good.
I'm sorry your place is dry.
It's very dry.
Which
place
I
are
help?
You talking about? I don't know.
Well, I can help.
How can you help?
Well, I was just paying attention to Miss Waxman, and I think I understand.
Okay, there they are.
Oh, look.
There's the club right now. And I'm down in the parking lot.
Our place is dry.
I'm smoking a Swisher Sweet.
I've got a fireplace poker.
And can I borrow one of those grills from Weber?
Are they still down there?
Yeah, they are. They were there when I came in today. Mike in Darnstown, you're on with McBride.
Yeah, Beth Ann, what you want to do is take your dog out for a walk by the mall and let him baste his muzzle in goose blood.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
That hurts.
Let's go to Richard in Sacramento. You're on the Beth Ann Blast, Richard. Hello.
Beth Ann, is it the apartment that is making, in quotations, your dog's nose dry?
Or is
your dog's nose dry anyway?
No, she had a perfectly normal nose in North Carolina.
Is it a
Oh, I'm sorry. Only one question per person.
Can I offer this?
Yes, go ahead, Rob.
I bet the dog is suffering from allergies.
You think that's
it's
it?
Possible. It can happen.
Well, we might get an answer for that. Hello, you're on McChat with McBride. Eric.
McChat with McBride?
Hey, I was just wondering if Beth Ann's puppies, the dry nose, if they're it's cold, if they're erect as well.
Now, when you said puppy, she grabbed her breasts again.
And you know, some hot butter will work on that dry, quote-unquote, nose.
Melted butter. Yeah, it will.
Hot butter.
I think I'm going to do the vitamin A.
Are you a local call, sir?
No, he's from Woodbridge.
Yeah, stay where you are.
Peanut butter also works.
Let's go to Matt. Awesome. Matt from Lorton. You're on the Beth Ann Blast.
Yeah, I'm a local, Lord, Virginia. Yeah.
Yes, I said Lorton. That's why I said Lorton, Matt.
You won't be charged extra.
Is your apartment dry, Matt, by any chance?
No, I have a humidifier.
Uh-huh. That's what I need to get?
That's what you need to get. It works great.
How much do they run you?
Well, $20 probably.
$20? That's all? Well, good
depends.
Too.
Target has a good one.
That's right, Abe.
Target has one that's shaped like a frog.
Humidifiers for everyone.
Got a chance
a
for
week
two more
of
calls. Two more calls for Beth Ann McBride. Hi, Barry in Annapolis.
He's not even listening.
Hey, yeah, I had a question for Beth Ann.
Yeah.
Hey, Beth Ann, do you still wear corduroys every day?
As a matter of fact, I bought a new pair before I came because I got rid of the other ones.
Very
I wore
nice.
Them so there
Very
was nothing
nice.
Left.
Yes.
And
all
you
right.
guys, you guys never noticed.
Yeah.
All right.
I know.
You don't know what we talk about when the studio door
Oh, did you notice?
Because we pay it. Go ahead.
I might have had my headphones on. why I didn't notice the corduroy.
If we don't care, why would listen to how excited everybody is to talk with you? I mean, listen to how excited Rob and Buzz are to talk with you when you're in here. Seriously, I've been able to take the segment off. It's delightful. They're charged up to chat with McBride, and callers want to speak with you. Mm-hmm. People want to know you. They want to find out about you. Hello, you're on with Beth Ann McBride.
Be with her.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. They hung up, too.
There's nobody on the line.
Rob, can you turn my replay on, please?
Oh, yes, I can.
Thank you very much. That's all the time we have for Beth Ann McBride today.
That was
anything
fun.
Else that you'd like to, you know, contribute before we bid you adieu?
That was it.
That's it?
Mm-hmm, those two issues. You said it when
your
I
apartment
was
is dry.
So
and
dry.
And what else?
Like a crouton, her nose is.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm concerned about the geese by our local mall that just kind of walk out in front of traffic. And people are just driving fast.
Very good. Well, join us this fall when we have another segment of the world.
The fall.
Late fall.
Late fall. Join us this Halloween.
Maybe early spring.
Next Halloween.
2009.
When we have the world of Beth Ann McBride. Her house is dry. She doesn't like the geese. Fascinating.
I wonder why I haven't had sex in 14 years. Thank you, fellas.
Why the house is dry.
Oh, we'll hear a lot more from Beth Ann McBride. She's the executive producer of the show.
What?
As Rob plays her out again. Yes, when you're in love with a beautiful woman. Oh, my God. I've had enough of that music, too, Rob. We have to play this music, yes, because it's time to take a break. We have the final buzz of the show coming up next. And also more details on our lovely little contest with Matt Goldstein, who I'm going to kill before the end of the show tomorrow. I promise you that.
I see it happening.
But the game comes out tonight, right?
Tonight. Usually midnight on Monday going into Tuesday is when games are released.
So I don't believe what that other guy said. I think he's just a pure slacker.
I think he was in bed, but I don't think he's been sleeping all day.
I don't think so either.
I think he's being with himself.
As Jamie Waxman would say.
That's right. All day.
Final buzz of the afternoon coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.